When you hear a show tune from the Great White Way, does a shiver run through you? Well, we're giving them to you. Sing hallelujah and shout hooray. Come on along and listen to Broadway to Main Street, USA.
I've never done this with a real live girl. Straight off the farm with an actual arm full of real live girls. Pardon me if your affectionate squeeze fogs up my goggles and buckles my knees. I'm simply drowned in the sight and the sound and the scent and the feel of a real I've seen photographs and facsimiles that have set my heart up in a whirl. But no work of art gets you right in the heart like a real live girl. Nothing can beat being swept off your feet by a real live girl. Girls were like fellas was once my belief. What a reversal and what a relief. I'll take the flowering hat and the towering heel and the squeal of a real live girl. Yeah! Real live girl. Real live count 'em. I've never done this with a real live girl. Straight off the farm with an actual arm for the real live girl. Pardon me if your affectionate squeeze fogs up my goggles and buckles my knees. I'm simply drowned in the sight and the sound and the scent and the feel of a real
That was Bobby Short singing about real live girls in a real live performance from the Cafe Carlyle. Hello, this is Larry Maslon, your host for Broadway to Main Street. And today we're going to tackle one of my favorite shows, but kind of from a different angle. Those of you who've listened to Broadway to Main Street here on WPPB 88.3 FM, Peconic Public Broadcasting, broadcasting out of a gray, slightly sunny day, almost, from Southampton, New York. Those of you who've listened frequently know that I have an ongoing relationship with the wonderful Encores Great Musicals in Revival series at New York City Center. I host their Tuesday night pre-show seminars, have done now for 12 years. And if you're interested in getting access to that, you can always subscribe at www.nyciticenter.org and find out about those Tuesday nights. But I stray, because coming up February 5th through 9th at New York City Center is Little Me, and that may spark some little memories in some of you. This was the Neil Simon, Cy Coleman, Carolyn Lee musical from 1962 that had Sid Caesar playing six different parts in it. Sid Caesar, when he was at the height of his fame, returned to the Broadway stage and did this great comic tour de force. And I'm thrilled that they were very smart, as they often are, at Encores, and then got Christian Borle, who you may know from Smash and Peter and the Starcatcher, and various other shows, Spamalot, playing, taking the lead in playing the Sid Caesar roles with a great supporting cast, including Judy Kaye, Rachel York, fantastic, Lewis Stadlin, one of the greats, and David Garrison, who is the singer of our opening theme song. Well, at any rate, Sid Caesar had a great career after World War II. He was famed as a sort of crazy, one of these sort of crazy stand-up comics. He was in a review in 1948 called Make Mine Manhattan. And when television burst forth on the scene in New York in the late 40s, they figured he had the chops to hold down the Admiral Broadway Show Review, which was a television show, which was a live 90-minute show. Can you imagine that? Every week. And it held down his comic talents, or he held down the show. So it morphed into something called Your Show of Shows from 1950 to 1954. So today's broadcast, I'm rather long-winded, is actually Your Show of Shows. That's today's title. We're going to celebrate Sid Caesar, the people who worked for that show, and the great musical that culminated in their comic art, Little Me. Let us go to a clip from that great television show, Your Show of Shows. Here is Sid Caesar and the wonderful Imogene Coca playing out a skit called Saturday Night Couple.
Hello? Whom do you wish to speak to? Well, if that person has enough energy to get up off his chair and come to the phone, you will get your wish.
Hello? Oh, wait a minute. Who is this? Oh, Hank? Oh, yeah. Well, you know, we had a fight, yeah. First fight we had. We were married 10 years. It started 10 years ago. No, I don't think we'll be able to come over. Well, we won't. If we can't come over, I'll call you. Yeah, goodbye, Hank.
Stubborn! Stubborn, 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 stubborn! You started it. Admit it, you started it. Now apologize.
Of course, for the life of me, I can't understand why adults just don't behave like adults rather than children. I don't know why you don't discuss your part of the situation, and then I'll discuss my part of the situation. We'll bring everything out in the open. We'll find out that I've been right all the time.
You want to talk?
Mm-hmm.
You want to talk?
Yes.
You want to say your side of the situation? You want to talk, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Talk. All right, say something. I want to hear it. I want to hear what you got to say.
For
get it
what?
Off your chest, will you? Yes, don't go hold nothing back. Tell it to me,
because
I want to hear what you got to say. Talk it out. Let it come out of you, understand? I want to hear it. Let it get it off your chest. Don't keep it inside of you, because it'll boil up. Let me hear what you got in that... I want to know what you got in that crazy brain. Tell me what you got in
there. I just want to be
tell
able
me.
To
tell me. I want to know. What? Tell me. I want to hear it.
Well,
yeah.
You've
got nothing to say.
Sid Caesar and Imogene Coca from Your Show of Shows. Well, Patrick Dennis, who also wrote MAME, Anti-MAME, wrote a novel, a spoof, called Little Me, The Intimate Memoirs of That Great Star of Stage, Screen, and Television, Belle Poitrine, in the early 60s or late 50s. Comic spoof about a fictional diva, and those of you who know French well know what belle poitrine means. It actually means, what would you say, a great rack? Is that the right answer? I don't know. And it seemed to be the perfect kind of comic material for a musical comedy back in the 1960s, when those things existed along the theater district. And the book was by Neil Simon, who had just made a big hit in a play called, writing a play called Come Blow Your Horn. The music and lyrics by Cy Coleman and Carolyn Lee, who had done Wildcat for Lucille Ball. And all three of them were really at the they were young, but boy, were they good, and they were brought so much to the Broadway stage. So let us turn to the musical they wrote called Little Me, in which Sid Caesar played six of Belle Poitrine's leading men and lovers throughout her scandalous and storied scarlet life. Here is Sid Caesar as Noble Eggleston, the rich boy from the other side of the tracks, or the good side of the tracks, proposing to Belle Poitrine.
I love you as much as I am able, considering I'm wealthy, considering you're poor.
That's very nice, because I love you.
She loves you, she loves you.
I know it.
As much as I am able.
Considering her background.
Considering your mother. Considers me a bore. My passion will endure for you.
And I will always love you.
My heart I'll keep secure for you.
Though other girls are so far above you. Show you I am democratic, considering your riffraff, and I am well to do. As
noble,
and worthy of the label, as much as I am able, I love.
We're rich.
She's right.
That was The Rich Kid's Rag, a number that Bob Fosse choreographed in 1962 to great acclaim from the musical Little Me. Now, if you have the original Broadway cast album of Little Me, you'll go, I don't know that number. That's right. That is from the London cast album, and that's why we love Broadway to Main Street, because we bring you rarities that excite you and broaden your horizons. Well, today we are looking at the musical Little Me, the Neil Simon, Carolyn Lee, Cy Coleman musical, because New York City Center is doing a rare revival of it for their Encore series, February 5th through 9th. Belle Poitrine, the leading character, is played by two women, older and younger. In this performance, it'll be the wonderful Rachel York and the astounding Judy Kaye. And in this next number, she sings about how she wishes she could grow from the bad side of the tracks and to a world of glory and fame. And we have the wonderful Sarah Vaughan covering this terrific number from the musical Little Me.
Great divide between fame and fortune and me. Gonna put my shadows behind me, give my inhibitions the axe, and tomorrow morning you'll find me on the other side of the tracks, on the other side of that line where the life is fancy and free. I'm gonna sit and fan on my fat divan while the butler bottles the tea. But for now I'm facing the fences and I can't afford to relax while the whole caboodle commences on the other side of the tracks. So I'm off and running over the rail. I'm going gunning after the quail. On the other side of that great divide between fame and fortune and me, I'm gonna put my shadows behind me, give my inhibitions the axe, and tomorrow morning you'll find me on the other side of the tracks. I'm gonna sit and fan on my fat divan while the butler bottles the tea. But for now I'm facing the fences and I can't afford to relax while the whole caboodle commences on the other side of the track. So I'm off and running over the rail. I'm going gunning after the quail. Off and running, send me the mail to the great big world on the other side. The great big world on the farther side. The great big world on the other side of the
Well, in the musical Little Me, one of the ways that Belle Poitrines gets to that other side of the tracks by hooking up by a rich old miser named Mr. Pinchley. So here is Virginia Martin and Sid Caesar playing his second of six roles from the musical original cast album of Little Me, 1962.
Darn nice fella, deep down inside.
Oh, my. Deep down inside.
Deep down in the old sub-cellar somewhere, though I think he fell asleep down inside. Deep down, digga, digga, deep down inside.
Oh, God.
You try it now.
No, I'm ashamed.
Go on.
Well, all right, I will. Sometimes I'm a darn near human deep down inside.
Deep down inside, Mr. Pinchley.
Deep down where the bass is booming. Sometimes gotta take that broom and sweep down inside. Sweep down, digga digga, deep down inside. Hey, I like that.
Keep going.
No man is a true pariah deep down inside. Deep down inside.
Deep down in the old spare tire.
No man is a true Uriah. Deep down inside. There's a lover that you just can't keep down. Deep down inside. Deep down inside.
We found it, Mr. Yeah. Pinchley. We found that little bit of good in you.
Do you think some people would like me?
Try it and see.
All right, I will.
Junior! Did you scream, Father?
Junior, how about you and me going out and having dinner together sometime?
Oh, Daddy!
He called me Daddy.
He likes you.
And I don't even like him.
In even the worst of varmints, you'll find a good deed. Down under the outer garments of malice and greed.
That little gold streak is shining, believe it or not.
That is if you don't mind mining. Till you hit rock bottom, strip down,
rip down.
Need a real pip down.
Deep down,
deep down.
Inside,
deep down,
deep down.
Inside,
slip down,
zip down.
Take a little trip down,
go down,
low down.
Need a good Joe down
under your hide. On that shovel, get a real good grip and dip down in, dip down in, dip down inside.
Hey, do you think other people would like me?
Of course, Mr. Pinchley. If you'll only give them a chance.
All right, I will. Other people!
Sir?
Other people, I'm going to tear up all the mortgages on Drifter's Row, and you can live there for free.
Free!
And Monday, the painters are coming. And starting this winter, heat!
Heat!
Inside.
Deep down, there's a violet blooming.
Pinchley ain't a loving human. Creep down inside.
He's a fella with a heart that beats.
While you're dangerous, dip, dip, dip. Snoop down, snoop down.
Get the real poop down.
Deep down, deep down.
Down where?
Deep down, deep down.
Right there.
Snoop down, snoop down.
Bring a little group down.
Get down, set down.
Made a good bed down.
Under your heart.
Don't let down.
Hip rise up until the hip, 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 hip. Bridges for Pinchley.
And the geezer freezer.
No man will deny that he's a tear down inside.
Dear Miss Slumford, you've been such a comfort.
Deep, deep, deep down.
Deep down inside. In even the worst of garments, you'll find a good thief. Down under the outer garments, the palace and green. Down in the ghost ring is shining.
Believe it or not, that is if you don't mind, tell your hip rock bottom.
Sometimes
you're going to
tell them,
keep
down.
from Little Me, Sid Caesar and Virginia Martin. Well, the next step in this kooky, wonderful comic musical comes when Belle Poitrine winds up shooting one of her lovers and becomes a very notorious lady. And if you're a notorious lady in the 1920s, what do? You go into vaudeville. This recording is from the 1982 revival of Little Me with Martin Short, Michael McGrath, and Faith Prince. So this is what you want to do if you want to be a performer.
Dimples.
How would you
like to be
a star?
A star?
A star.
For the Buxbaum Brothers.
Vaudeville circuit.
Top billing.
Fancy salary.
Spick and span dressing room.
Like a star.
But I'm in jail.
A talented kid.
For 30 cents worth of bullets.
You got $1 million publicity.
Oh, but I can't sing and I can't dance.
Singers we got.
Dancers we got.
Killers we ain't got.
So resulting from a few illegal capers, you are starring in the papers. Just go over with the jury and in jig time, join the Buxbaums in the big time. So you'll try a little trill from Traviata. La la la, la la la.
La la la, la la la.
So it's not your style, Sonata. When a girl has got what you have got, a lot of. You know what you got. You got something hot.
So here's a good tiding.
If men you are killing,
a talent you're hiding,
to be a performer. So be a performer, and soon you'll be riding, if God should be willing,
the crest of your life.
You ain't no Pavlova,
an Eleanor Dusa,
but looking you over, you'll be a performer. You'll be a performer,
a Lollapalooza,
and rolling in clover. Just pass the test of your life.
So up the river they would send you, but with Mother Nature helping to defend you,
who could send you very far? Sobbing in a dress that clings to all the things you are.
So listen to Bernie
and listen to Benny.
Forget the attorney and be a performer. And be a performer, we mean a performer.
Unless you, God forbid,
get hung for what you did.
Oh, you're naughty kid. Just fulfill this small request of your
be a performer.
You'll be thankful all the rest of your long and healthy Knockwood love.
Poor Piro, I hear him yet, in pursuit of his Pirette, with the same old urgent message to impart. What it was, she never found out, for the point was always drowned out by the violent cannonading of his heart. Boom, boom, he'd say, Pirette, and clear his throat, lest we forget. And here I quote, if Zig girl, boom, boom, and the boy, boom, boom, and they get together and they both, boom, boom, c'est la grande, boom, boom, et la grande, boom, boom, that's the one, boom, boom, for me. Oh, astray, boom, boom, occasionally may prove a gay, boom, boom, and carry you away, but the prime, boom, boom, that's sublime, boom, boom, won't be true, not if you, all the time, boom, boom, what I mean is ma chérie, save la grande, boom, boom, for me. For two people who like a team, boom, boom. What I mean is my chérie, save the girl,
boom, 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 yeah.
Boom, boom, indeed. That is the booming voice of Sid Caesar playing one of six comic roles in the hilarious 1962 musical Little Me. Hello, this is Larry Maslon, your host for Broadway to Main Street, and today we're celebrating Sid Caesar and his comic achievements, especially in the show, because Little Me is coming back to town February 5th through 9th as part of New York City Center's Encores series. You can go to www.nyCityCenter.org. But we're here on 88.3 FM, Peconic Public Broadcasting, trying to get towards the first act curtain of Little Me. And one thing that happens in Little Me is a very sexy guy from Belle Poitrine's past comes and tries to lure her away from the Sid Caesar characters. It was played quite admirably by Sven Swenson in the original production. It's going to be played by Tony Yazbek next week, but here is a great rendition of a great song by Terry Thornton. And if you happen to see the movie American Hustle, nominated for I think almost a dozen Academy Awards, you will hear Jack Jones sing that in that film. So here is an Academy Award cameo, but a great song on its own merits. A great number. I've Got Your Number from Little Me.
You've got no time for me. You've got big things to do. Well, my sweet chickadee, I've got hot news for you. I've got your number. I know you inside out. You ain't no Eagle Scout. You're all at sea. But you're unsure a lot, you're a lot like me. Oh, I've got your number, and what you're looking for, and what you're looking for just suits me fine. We'll break the rules a lot, we'll be damn fools. Combine when I've got your number and I've got the flow you've got. I've got your number and baby, you know you've got not combine when I've got your number and I've got the flow you've got. I've got your number and baby, you know you.
Pardon me, miss, but I've never done this with a real live girl. Straight off the farm with an actual armful of real live girl. Pardon me if your affectionate squeeze fogs up my glasses and buckles my knees. I'm simply drowned in the sight and the sound and the scent and the feel of a real live girl.
How sweet. Sid Caesar from Little Me singing the part of Fred Poitrine, a doughboy who meets Belle on the World War I front lines and marries her as the curtain comes down, as they say, on Act One of Little Me. Hi, this is Larry Maslon, your host for Broadway to Main Street, and in advance of the New York City Center Encore Series representation of Little Me for a couple of nights, February 5th through 9th, with Christian Borrell. We are looking at that show and Sid Caesar, the star behind the original production. Now, the stars behind Sid Caesar's immense talent was a group of writers called the Writers' Room. And oddly enough, their office was in the same building that City Center is. And they wrote all these incredible skits for the 90 minutes every week on Your Show of Shows. And what a group they were. Neil Simon, who wrote the book To Little Me, his brother Danny, Mel Brooks, Larry Gelbart, Sheldon Keller, Mel Tolkien, Lucille Callan, and ultimately, Michael Stewart and Woody Allen and a number of other writers sort of came on board. So they, and Carl Reiner, of course, and that's where he met Mel Brooks. So this is the comic talent. And because in the early 60s, musical comedies were so prevalent on Broadway, they grabbed these guys after the shows, the television shows went off the air in the late 50s, early 60s. And they were the perfect people to write libretti for musical comedy. So we'll hear three of them in a row from the Writer's Room. Neil Simon, of course, is the fourth one. But here are three other guys. Michael Stewart was a late Caesar writer for a show called Caesar's Hour, but he actually made his debut first with the incredibly hilarious musical Bye Bye Birdie. And here's Paul Lynde, another great Review alum, to sing for me the comic highlight of that musical.
What's wrong with these kids today? Kids who can understand anything they say. Kids, they are disobedient, disrespectful oafs, noisy, crazy, sloppy, lazy loafers. And while we're on the subject, kids, you can talk and talk till your face is blue. Kids, but they still do just what they want to do. Why can't they be like we were? Perfect in every way. What's the matter with kids today? Kids! I don't mind the moonlight swims. It's the loop that hurts. Kids! How'll we ever beat the Russians? Kids! I didn't know what puberty was until I was almost past it.
Laughing, singing, dancing, grinning, morons. And while we're on the subject, kids, they are just impossible to control. Kids, with their awful clothes and their rock and roll. Why can't they dance like we did?
What's wrong with Sammy Kay?
What's the matter with kids today?
Bye Bye Birdie, a musical with a book by Michael Stewart, one of the writers who worked with Sid Caesar in the golden age of television. Next up at bat is the one and only Mel Brooks, who we all know is the most successful great writer, director, comedian of the 1970s. But he struck out with a Broadway musical for which he wrote the book in March of 1962 called All American. But it had a great score also by Strauss and Adams. And here is Ray Bolger to sing a song from the Mel Brooks musical, All American.
What a country, what a country. What a crazy place to be. 180 million people and not two of them agree. What a country, what a country. Every day a new frontier. What a rootin' tootin' six-gun shootin' country. You've got here. You ride
in a bus and you travel all day and still you're only two states away. It's terrific. What a country. And you pass more towns than you can name and every main street looks the same, full of traffic. It's amazing. And there's so many rivers and farms and herds, and who can pronounce all those Indian words? Shenandoah, Chattahoochee, Susquehanna, Tuscarora, Allegheny, Wallagoochee. What a country!
What a country!
What a country!
What a country! What a happy place to be! A million mountains, billboards, motels, rivers, rushing to the sea. What a country!
What a country!
What a country!
What a country!
I could give a mighty cheer.
Oh, that rootin' tootin' six-gun shootin' country you've got here.
Oh, that funny, sunny, honey of a country, oh brother,
you've got here.
Ray Bolger from All American, book by Mel Brooks. I think the show might have been better if Mel Brooks had played that part. Anyway, he would have his success on Broadway with The Producers. Our fourth book writer from your show of shows, a guy who had written for Sid Caesar to finally get a big hit, was Larry Gelbard. He came up with a big flop in 1961 called The Conquering Hero, giving rise to an immortal phrase that Gelbard came up with, that if Hitler were alive now, I hope he's out of town with a musical. But luckily in 1962, in May, he had his own big hit with A Funny Thing Happened on the Way to the Forum, which he wrote with Bert Shevlov and Stephen Sondheim. Let's hear a hilarious number from that show, Zero Mostel and Jack Guilford being absolutely lovely.
Come out here. Come on out.
You didn't tell me I'd have to be a girl.
Please, Hysterium, we must convince the captain.
He'll never believe I'm a girl. Look at me. Just look at me.
I can't take my eyes off you. You're lovely. Absolutely lovely. Who'd believe the loveliness of you? Perfect, sweet and warm and winsome, radiant as in some dream come true. Now Venus will seem tame, Helen and a thousand ships will have to die of shame. You're so lovely, frighteningly lovely, that the world will never seem the same. Now you just stand there quietly and think maidenly thoughts.
I'm lovely. Absolutely lovely. Who'd believe the loveliness of me? Perfect, sweet and warm and winsome, radiant as in some dream come true. Shouldn't I have some jewelry?
Jewelry? Here.
Flowers.
What?
I should have flowers.
Flowers.
I'm so lovely.
Literally lovely. That the world will never seem
the same.
That the world will never seem the same.
And the world never was the same after that great group of comic writers who worked with Sid Caesar on Your Show of Shows burst forth on American popular entertainment in the second half of the 20th century. This is Larry Maslon. We're celebrating Sid Caesar, Your Show of Shows, and Little Me, which is upcoming in New York City Center February 5th through 9th, by taking a segue to some of the other musicals written by the writers who wrote for Sid Caesar. Now let's get back to Little Me. This is from the 1982 Broadway revival. This is the 11 o'clock number, sung by the character Belle Poitrine, wonderfully embodied in every sense of the word by Faith Prince, poor little Hollywood star.
Once you were an ordinary, average little girl from Illinois. Once it was an ordinary, average little life, and what a joy. Sudden success caught you, I guess, high on its glittering bough. Diamond braceleted, emerald brooched, just to be loved from afar. Poor little Hollywood star. One of the rare, one of the great. Everyone's idol, but nobody's mate. Poor little fairy tale queen. How do you feel? Under that celluloid sheen. Smile for your fans, live for your art. What if nobody gives that for your heart? This is the very last stop. Where can you go from the top? Nobody gives that for your heart. This is the very last stop. Where can you go from the top? So never relax, never give in. Pull in those longings and stick out that chin. Loved and adored as you are. Your melancholy would seem just a trifle bizarre in this Jollywood. Poor little shiny little Hollywood. So
anyway. Goodbye.
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 You couldn't put it off.
I'd love to put it off. But then we'd only have to do this painful scene again. So let's just say goodbye. Just goodbye, Yulnik. Goodbye, Yeshe. Goodbye, Sam. I'm sure gonna miss you. Goodbye, Melnik. Goodbye, Myrin. Pardon my expiring. Goodbye, country. It's been fun. You know I hate to rule and run, but I must get some dying done. So everyone, goodbye. Ugh, don't cry. Someday we'll say hello.
We hate to see you blow.
I'll meet you in the sweetest land I know.
We hope it isn't soon.
It's gonna be so
wonderful. So full of that funiculi. Funicula.
It almost pays to go. So sing, Natasha, you to Bradley. Not your Sal, you sing very badly. Dance Matilda till I holler. For the funeral parlor, down with rotten rhetoric. I think I'm getting very sick. So sing or dance or do a trick, but quick, I'm gonna die. Hey! That's the way the kingdom crumbles.
Goodbye, Sid Caesar, is one of many of your sixth roles in Little Me. This is Larry Maslon, your host for Broadway to Main Street. And today was, for me, a tremendously fun trip down memory lane. I've always loved Little Me. I always thought Cy Coleman and Carolyn Lee were among the unsung teams of Broadway in the 60s. Her lyrics are tremendous. And if you like that kind of old-fashioned musical comedy, accent on comedy, which is came back after the producers, but certainly had been a rarity in the 70s, 80s, and 90s on Broadway, you will want to hie yourself hence to New York City Center, February 5th through 9th, for a little a wonderful chance to see a not-often-revived show called Little Me, which, as we mentioned earlier in the broadcast many times, was helmed by Sid Caesar as a vehicle for his comic talents, supported in the book writing, of course, by Neil Simon. And I think that is a rare instance now. It is hard to think of a show that was built around a personality. Luckily, City Center has Christian Borle, who is a great, young, adventurous, and multi-talented comic, to shoulder those roles. I look forward to seeing it. I think if you love musical theater, you'll want to get to New York City Center and catch it. And it was fun for me also to go back to the golden age of television and those great comic writers, Neil Simon, Mel Brooks, Michael Stewart, Larry Gelbart, and their crazy, wacky way of working and how well they did with the American musical theater. So we will close out with the actual closing number to Little Me, here rendered from a famous town hall concert by two of my other favorites, Bobby Short, who started this broadcast today, and the wonderful Mabel Mercer. Here's to us, here's to Little Me, and here's to a wonderful chance to see this show again.
Cheers.
The banks we owe the most to have vanished, and three cheers.
There's nobody left to toast to except the ones we're close to. It may not be Emily Post to say it,
but here's how, and we must say it.
Here's to us, my darling, my dear. Here's to us tonight.
Love for what might happen next year, for it might not be nearly so bright.
And here's to us for all that we have, and for thanks to our merciful star.
Skies of blue and muddling through, just for me and for you, as we are.
Is the time all gone to? This is Larry Maslon here at Broadway to Main Street. Let's catch up next Sunday at 3.
There's so much more embracing still to be done, but time is racing. Oh, well, we'll catch up some other time.